97.9 FM, WCHL, and University Square present Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Side Dish, featuring 30 minutes of tasty talk with local chefs, culinary experts, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Now, here's your host for Side Dish, Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I have around my table today, and it's a virtual table, and this is pretty exciting because this is a little bit of a departure for Side Dish, but I'm talking with Cheryl Woods, and if you guys out there are, you know what Harlequin is all about, then you may know Cheryl's name. Now, she is brand new on the scene here with a brand new cookbook called The Sweet Magnolias Cookbook. Welcome, Cheryl.
I'm glad to be with you.
Me too. So, did you grow up in the South?
I did. I grew up in Virginia.
Did you? Where?
Well, Northern Virginia, which doesn't count, but the little town where I am in the summers is in Colonial Beach, and it's a little further south. And I come down here and I start talking Southern, so please excuse me. I'm not trying to mimic you. I pick it up really quickly.
So Colonial Beach, is it at the beach?
It is. It's on the Potomac River, almost down to Chesapeake Bay.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've lived in Northern Virginia, and, you know, we can claim a little bit of Southernness there, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Well, so you grew up in Northern Virginia.
I did.
And did you always know you wanted to write?
You know, actually, no, it's very funny because not too long ago, after I'd written over 100 books, I found an old report card from something like second grade that said I was having satisfactory and great year in everything except creative imagination and that kind of thing. And I said, well, I guess I showed them because this was so far from anything I anticipated doing. I even studied journalism in college, but with the idea towards doing, like, newspaper graphic design, that mm-hmm. kind of thing, as opposed to the writing side of it. And yet, here I am.
Well, so did you, I mean, you know, I know how many times I've heard this, and I'm sure you've heard it because you actually do it for a living. How many people have said, oh, I could write one of those?
Oh, absolutely. You hear it all the time.
You do, don't you?
And even you hear it not only from the people who are saying it in sort of a derogatory way, we hear those. We also hear it from the people who think, you know, I'm really going to be a writer when I have the time. And what I always have said to people is, if you seriously believe you could do that, there's only one way. You sit down in the chair in front of your computer and you do it. You can't keep saying you can do it. And until you've done that, you know, call me when you're finished.
Well, absolutely. I mean, when did you first decide to sit down and write about romance? Were you always sort of a romantic individual?
Well, I am. I think I am basically at heart a romantic. And I joke with people all the time because, you know, I've not been married, which is sort of a strange thing for a romance writer to come from.
Uh-huh.
And I say to people all the time, yes, but I've had experience. And so, I mean, I probably have had more romances than the average person who got married to their childhood sweetheart and kept going. And, you know, and I admire that so much. I mean, I wish I had done that along the way. But I don't know that I would trade what I've done because maybe it's all just been fodder for these books that I write. I don't know. But I do. I'm a romantic at heart. I'm always looking for the positive, happily ever after, and I was a reader who loved to read romance novels. And when I left my journalism career, it was when the romance market was taken off, and I thought, well, I can do that. And I sat down and tried, and lo and behold, I could.
Well, I'm totally with you on the romance thing. I'm not married either, and I'm a hopeless romantic, and I always am probably, I like you, I wish, I think, well, gosh, what would it have been like to have a family and sit around the breakfast table looking at everybody eat their waffles and stuff. But I've had some great romances, and would I trade that? No.
Oh, yeah.
I
know. I think that's exactly right. And you know, what I've done is I've filled myself with extended family. I've got a great group that we spend our summers on the North Carolina shore. and well, not our summers, but a week or two down there, mm-hmm. and there are like 16 of us with lots of little children underfoot, and I don't lose my mind.
There you go.
That's a miracle. You know, that's a real miracle to be in a house with lots of little children and keep your sanity.
So was there one thing that caused you to, and I'm stealing a line straight from the stuff I was sent from Harlequin, was there any one thing that made you move the heat from the bedroom to the kitchen?
Well, actually, yes, but it's not that exciting, I got to say. It's that I was having a conversation with my publisher a couple of years ago, and they asked if I was at all interested or had any ideas for a nonfiction spinoff from the series that I was writing for them. And I was writing the Sweet Magnolias series, and I was also writing the Chesapeake Shores series. And I knew that a cookbook was what they had in mind. Well, I'm not the greatest. I mean, I can cook well. I just don't do it very often. And I said, well, I could maybe do a cookbook brochure, but I'm not sure I could do a cookbook. And lo and behold, about 2 months later, I got an email from a fan, and she was going on about the Sweet Magnolias books and how much she enjoyed them and how much she related to one particular character because she, too, was a Southern chef. And I emailed her back and said, would you be interested in collaborating with me on a cookbook? And here we are. So Chef Teddy Wolford gets full credit
for the recipes
in this book.
And she writes for The Telegraph in Macon, Georgia.
Absolutely, yes.
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, she does. And she does some TV appearances down there. And I think she's originally from South Carolina.
Well, now, how did y'all come about thinking up some of the names for some of these dishes?
Well, some of them had been in the books, and a few. And so I went through all the books. There have been 10 books in that series. And I went through all the books and made a list of the different kinds of recipes and then came up with different sections for the cookbook that I thought made sense. For instance, the Serenity, which is the name of the town in South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
the Serenity Farmers Market, Eric's Decadent Desserts, he's the pastry chef at the restaurant in town, Sullivan's Main Courses, those kinds of things. And we put that all together. And then she took the names of the recipes and came up with the actual ingredients and everything. And then she also added a whole ton more from just her own repertoire of Southern cooking.
Right. And how much time did y'all spend testing these? Taste testing?
The only thing I've had out of this entire book, I hate to tell you, is the stuffed French toast with glazed strawberries. And I had that because there's a little place I go for breakfast all the time.
Uh-huh.
And the cook there, I gave her a copy of the cookbook, and she made that for all the regulars one morning a couple weeks ago. So I am waiting. I do a lot of my entertaining when I'm in Florida in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've already picked out. I'm starting out with the honey glazed pork loin with peach salsa, and I'm working my way through.
Ooh.
Some of these things, they just sound so good to me. I'm dying to try them. I know Teddy worked her tail off in the kitchen.
Well, they do sound good. Well, we're going to have to go to break. Before we go, the name of the cookbook is The Sweet Magnolias Cookbook, 150 Favorite Southern Recipes by Cheryl Woods with Chef Teddy Wolford. And do y'all have a website?
I have a website, CherylWoods.com.
Okay.
And so from there, people can link. They can also get to my Facebook page and comment on the recipes if they try them and that kind of thing.
Well, that sounds good. Well, don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL.
We now return to Side Dish, brought to you by University Square. Unique, locally owned shops with free parking in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square. See you there. Once again, your host on WCHL, Deborah Miller.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I am around my virtual table today, which sadly is empty. And looking at all these wonderful things in the cookbook, I'm wishing my table had lots of these dishes. I'm talking with best-selling author Cheryl Woods, and the book is Sweet Magnolias Cookbook. It's really beautiful, and it's a hot day here. It's summer. The book fell open on snow cream martinis.
Oh, my.
Doesn't that sound good?
That does sound good, but now I'm a big fan of Helen's Lethal Margaritas myself.
Oh, well, we're starting this off right.
Yeah.
And now what makes it lethal?
They're just super strong. And I'm a lightweight, so I don't know. I mean, we call them elemental ones because she makes them super strong. But I suspect if I drank hers, I'd be on the floor.
So, tell me about your writing process.
Well, one of the things, I do write a lot of series, and unfortunately, my readers will attest to the fact that I'm a very right brain oriented writer. I sit down and I just like to tell stories. So I get in there and I plan to the extent that I know what the next three books are going to be. I write a 40-page or so little synopsis with storylines and things like that. And after that, I just kind of go for broke. So I'm constantly doing really stupid things like renaming characters, minor characters, or giving people from one series a similar last name to people in another series. And readers always catch me. So I'm thinking that maybe I ought to just turn these little mistakes into a contest and give prizes for the first people who find these mistakes in my books, because I try so hard not to do it. And I go through these books, I can't tell you how many times. And editors go through them, and copy editors go through them. And I still make these little strange things.
But you know what? There's a couple of writers. Stephen King is one of them. And I want to say the other one is Stuart Woods. They have characters that pop up in other novels completely separate. And you go, if you've read all these other books, you say, wait a minute. That character was... And
you think they mean to do it?
They definitely mean to do it.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
And it's totally sort of this accidental thing, like this character might be driving through town.
Right,
and,
right.
And I know that their readers... Or they catch that.
Sure. So, well, and that makes it sort of a fun gimmick, actually, if you
does.
Do that. It's like Alfred Hitchcock. Where was he going to turn up in his movie?
Oh, I know. It's exactly like that.
Yeah.
Well, so when you started the cookbook, you said that you don't cook a lot, right?
Right. I'm capable. I am capable, and I actually can follow a recipe, and I make pretty good food when I do it. It's just that on a regular basis, I'm cooking for myself, so I just improvise a few little things here and there, and it's nothing fancy. And it's usually only when I invite company over that I kind of go to the extreme and make something real exciting. And so that's why I'm anxious to try all of these.
Well, so this book just came out like 2 days ago, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So are you on a book tour?
I'm not touring. In fact, originally we had planned that Teddy and I would do some touring together, and I somehow managed to destroy my hip, and so I'm having hip surgery not too long from now. So my mobility is somewhat challenged at the moment. So I get to do the radio, and Teddy gets to roam around.
Well, I am so sorry.
Well, it's an interesting little turn of events, but I think we're all getting to the stage of life at some point when body parts start to fall apart, and
Aren't we, though?
Was a bigger surprise than I had anticipated.
Well, so when you create your characters, this is sort of going off the whole food thing, but I mean in a different direction, but all my friends sort of tease me about all the time I've been single that I'm not married because I can't forego the things on my list. The men, you know, I have a list. And do you have a list?
Well, I don't know. You know, I at one point, well, I probably should not say that. I'd never do the end of it. But I have a lot of things going on in my life. And I sometimes think that I probably only have a certain amount of time a day that I could spare for a good, solid relationship. And so, you know, there are a lot of things I want to do and run around to do, and if I could find somebody who all wanted to do all those same things, it would be kind of fun. But
it would, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and there's somebody out there somewhere. I'm still looking. I it was so funny because my mother's boss, who had to be 900 years old when he called me not long ago, and he's living in a retirement home, and he said, "Jerry, you wouldn't believe what goes on here." And I thought, well, daggone, there's still hope. I may have to be in the old folks' home, but there's still a chance that I'm going to lead a wild life here.
Well, so looking at the characters that are in the Sweet Magnolia series.
Right.
How much of that are you, let's see, what's the question I'm asking? Are you any of those characters?
Well, to some degree, I'm probably very much like the characters in all my books. I mean, the tone is me, the little bit of sarcastic humor and that kind of thing. And incidents in every book are probably things that I've experienced in one way or another. But I like to believe that even after all these books, there are enough differences from book to book that I'm trying really hard never to write the same book twice.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of The Sweet Magnolias, I think what is close to me is the fact that the books are about a group of women who are a strong support system for each other through thick and through thin. If there's a crisis, that's when they have their margarita nights and they all get together. And it's not even about the margaritas. It's about being there for each other.
Exactly.
And working through their problems. And I think that's something women really, really need these days, all of us. We need that support system. And so in these books, I've actually tackled slightly more serious subjects. The one that was out last month, Catching Fireflies, it's still in stores, deals with teen cyberbullying. And within the context of these women in this community and how they rally together to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm able to get into some things without making them, I hope, heavy-handed. But rather that they will resonate with women who say, and this is what I get in emails. I've been through this. My daughter's been through this. You know, I can remember when I was a kid, somebody treated me like that. So, you know, that's what I'm hoping that I can capture when I write these different series. Now, my Chesapeake Shore series is a little lighter. It's more about a very dysfunctional, large, crazy Irish family and the dynamics among all of them. And then their individual stories with the overriding story of this father who, you know, is kind of meddling in their lives all the time and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I do different kinds of things as far as the books are concerned. And the cookbook is a chance for people who have not read The Sweet Magnolias. The introductions to each of the chapters
exactly
will introduce them to some of these characters and to what goes on in this community and hopefully make some people want to go and read the books for the stories, but at the same time, get a sampling of the kind of food these people would have if they
exactly
were all gathering together for a margarita night or gathering together to celebrate something.
Well, hold that thought. We got to go to break. Don't go away, y'all. We'll be right back. I'm talking with Cheryl Woods, author of The Sweet Magnolias Cookbook. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL.
We now return to Side Dish, brought to you by University Square. Local and legendary downtown shopping and dining now welcomes KidZoo Children's Museum. See you there. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Once again, here's Deborah Miller.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I am talking with Cheryl Woods, best-selling author of Harlequin romance novels, and brand new book, The Sweet Magnolias Cookbook. And let's go back to that cooking thing that you said you didn't think you were that good at.
I have concluded that there are two things I think it takes to make a good cook, and I'm sure your listeners have other ideas, and or they may agree with this. One is I think you have to have a well-stocked pantry, which I don't. And I went to a cooking class in Paris last fall, and I learned how to make some frozen Grand Marnier mousse. And great recipe, easy to do, unless you have my kitchen. And I referred to it jokingly as the $80 proportion dessert. Because I had to go buy the mixer. I had to buy the Grand Marnier. I had to buy special little dessert glasses because I didn't think it could be served in anything other than this. By the time I finished buying all this stuff and served it at my dinner party, it came out to $80 a person.
What a great story.
So I do think a well-stocked pantry is very important. And I also think if the willingness to improvise, recipes are wonderful, and they're a guide through things, and the pictures in a good cookbook make your mouth water and make you want to do that. But you also have to be willing to take a chance. And say you discover you're missing a particular spice. You have to be able to say, well, I could do this instead. And again, I'm not sure I have all those skills, but I do think if you have those, you can be a very good cook.
Well, you know, I agree. It is, and it's about the ability to be adventuresome.
Right.
And much like in love, you've got to take a chance.
That's exactly right. I laugh at my goddaughter. I took her to Wolfgang Puck's Spago one time out in California. And here we are in this very fancy, trendy Hollywood restaurant. And she still can't get over the fact that they didn't serve anything except bottled water, and she wanted tap. Not adventurous, let me tell you.
Well, I mean, you have to be willing to walk out on the edge and jump over, and that with romance and with food, and try something that you've never tried. And you never know, you might create something totally fabulous by accident, which has got to be how a lot of dishes happened.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things people will see in this cookbook is that we've taken some very familiar traditional Southern favorites and made a little twist to them to give them another dimension.
So out of the recipes that are in this, are there any that you make regularly?
Not that I make regularly, but as I mentioned before, I'm very anxious because I do pork, and to do the honey glazed pork with peach salsa, and there's a chicken and peach on the grill dish with a spicy peanut sauce that I am dying to try, and there's also a chocolate decadence cake that I have eaten with great regularity but never tried to make, and so that's at the top of my list.
Well, there's one that I just stumbled on called Sullivan's Smothered Corn with Frizzled Bacon.
There you go.
Now, I got to figure that. I'm marking that page. I'm going to go home. That's my weekend chore.
There you go.
Thank you so much for taking time out to talk with us.
Well, I appreciate being there. Thank you.
Well, if you ever decide to come this way, let me know.
I certainly will. And I've got a new series of books set in North Carolina coming out next year. So maybe I'll be back for that.
Well, I look forward to those. Call me. We'll talk about them.
Okay.
We'll make some food and talk on the air about food.
There you go.
Thank you, Cheryl Woods, author of The Sweet Magnolias Cookbook. I really appreciate your being with me today.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Side Dish on WCHL.
Thanks for listening to Side Dish, tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square. See you there. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Side Dish is an exclusive broadcast of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.